I know you was asking because, you know, Steelers Nation, you know, with the quotation marks. I'm over the whole football fandom bullshit, but I do have a take on this. Let's see his title. Senior defensive assistant / linebacker coach. So a senior defensive assistant, okay? If you want to, you know, put it in its real term, technically that's like a defensive coordinator, okay? So you're above the defensive coordinator, okay? Because you're the senior defensive assistant. That is above a defensive coordinator. Now, people are not going to, you know, I guess it takes a little brain power to look at, like, senior defense. Yeah, he's a defensive coordinator above him, and he's the linebackers coach. Okay, so it's a combined job. Yes, the Rooneys are responsible for the Rooney Rule, okay? Now, Mike Tomlin is one of the longest, he's one of the longest tenured coaches, period. Forget that he's black, but he is black. He is one of the longest tenured coaches. There was a spotlight on him because he hadn't said anything. Every year we went by, and there was always a lack of black coaches. Even when there was, we were at the height of the black coaches. I think there were like five, maybe, and one time, maybe four. And they all got fired, you know, basically around the same season. So we went right back to where we were. It was Tomlin by himself. Then you looked at his staff. His whole staff was white. You're the poster child for the Rooney Rule. And now you bring in Flores. Now, here's the flip side to that. Now, if Flores is actually suing the NFL, you need money. You need a job. You need a bankroll. So this is one way to keep your bankroll going, right, if you're going to sue. The flip side is this. Like, all right, you're getting money and incentives, and you know, your bankroll is still coming in. That opens up the door for what you said. Like, you know, maybe we could settle this. You know, we could, we will recommend you, and, you know, you'll get a head coaching job if you chill. Look, we hired you. You know, you under the, now you're another Rooney Rule candidate. You know, you're one of us. And I just think it's, and, you know, they do want to squash, you know, all of that shit. They don't need another lawsuit. Like, granted, you know, Kaepernick had them by the balls. So they had to, their NDA is real because you don't hear Kaepernick saying shit. So the non-disclosure agreement is real. He got nice checks. He's getting nice checks from the NFL to be quiet because in the process of discovery, there was a lot of emails going back and forth. And he know all of that shit. So he know what he know. But he can't say shit, so he's not gonna say nothing, and that's how the game go.
And that's what I'm saying. They're like, okay, here go another one. If we get an, you know, these are getting another lawsuit like this from a black coach, and now he's just saying all kind of shit, like the email text from Belichick, like he putting all this shit out
there. That was fucked up, by the way, but yeah.
Like he putting all that shit out there, like that ain't, you know, it's gonna stay out there, so. You got to find a way to settle this quietly. And everybody know the Rooneys are the peacekeepers. Like, you know, they good, you know, they just got that wholesome image. And, you know, they're going to try to smooth this over. Like, okay, he's going to work for us. We're going to work on it. We're going to get it right. You know, and again, you know, because if not, he'll get blackballed. They'll pay him. But do they want to pay him? No, they don't want to pay him. Because if they pay him, then they got to, you know, it's like, okay, what you going to do with, now they got to give, they still got to investigate Ross. And he still may get legged. He still might have to give up his team.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And rightfully so.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, rightfully so.
Because you got caught.
Exactly. So if that turns out to be true, then all of a sudden he gets a job, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You already know what
we're ahead of the curve. Like, we're ahead of the curve. Just so. Hired today. Like, we way ahead of the curve because we know what time it is. Like, he does need money if you're going to fight a lawsuit. Like, they might be okay.
Okay, on that lawsuit shit, let's be clear. These motherfuckers is doing it pro bono. Okay, they're going against the NFL. They know they're going to get paid. They're not going to walk away from that shit without nothing. I get it. Yes, he does need money to go to war. But them lawyers is taking that shit like, all right, we're taking that shit on the intent of getting paid. the NFL is going to pay our fees. Like, you know, they're going to pay for this.
Yeah.
So, trust me. Like, they're not worried about him paying them. They may need him to pay him for little shit, but the bulk of that shit, they're trying to get out of the NFL once they file that suit.
Well, you then I guess there goes that theory, because that was a theory that I kept hearing. Oh, you need money for the war chest. Stop. Mm-hmm. Listen. Stop. Yes, he does need money for the war chest. Okay. However, he did get hired by the Rooney family under overseer Tomlin. Like, you're good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, slow down. You know, I know you got fired. You know, they ain't trying to hire you. But you here now. This, we do it this way. We do it the Steeler way.
Steeler way. Exactly. You know,
What I mean? Like, so.
We'll make it. We have connects inside with other owners. When they let go of a person, we'll smooth it out for you, get your job.
I'll keep it all the way up, Buck. Our defensive coordinator wasn't that great. So, you know, that might open up the door for him to be a defensive coordinator, you know, next season, you know. And not this season coming up, but the season after. You know, whatever. Like, he's in place right now. He has a job, and that will silence. I mean, granted, it's a demotion, but it's still a job because he needed a job. Because his accusations are serious. And they're highly likely that the shit. First of all, we know that the racism, systemic racism, exists all in fucking sports, in life, period.
It ain't
like he bullshitting.
He put it out there, and this shit could be damaging again to the brand. You know what I'm saying? And the owners have dug in and been like, we're going to hire who the fuck we want to hire. But once a couple of Miami and Houston got named, they did a flip. And like, oh, we're going to hire Lovey. Well, we're going to hire this biracial kid. Okay. So, like, you know what I mean? What racism? We hired him, but anybody can see what you're doing. So that's not going to deter them from continuing on with the lawsuit. You know? That's not. Like, they're going to still come full head at you. So
yeah, they're coming at Ross regardless. They're going to come at Texans regardless. However, if the main instrument decides that he doesn't want to come forth, the investigation will back down. If Flores says, you know what, I'm behind the scenes, like, I'm going to settle, they're not coming at Miami and Houston no more.
Nah, because the NFL owner, they're going to settle it. If they settle it, they're going to pay his lawyers, and they may not even give him no bread. They're just going to give him this opportunity to get back to coaching. When the next coaching job comes up next season, we're going to get you again. Somebody going to hire you. Coaches get fired every year. Coaches get fired every year. Somebody going to get fired next season. Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put your name in the mix, and you're going to get a gear. We're going to make sure one of our partners get you a job to make this all go away. You know what I mean? It's business. You know what I mean? It's business. Some people will be like, well, you know, they did the right thing. Did they do the right thing, or did they do the business thing? You know what I mean?
It's all about business, baby.
It could be a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying, about business and trying to do the right thing. But mainly, I'm going to lean heavily more towards it's a good business decision
for optics.
It's all optics. Like, it's all bullshit, because all they're trying to do is simmer this down. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, we can't go through this again. Like, when he put it out there, it was fire. It was like, the fire was blown. But
word.
Then, you know, then you see it, then it started to fizzle. Then he came back with more for, like, I'm going to include this team now into the lawsuit. And then they were like, oh, shit, he going to keep adding teams. He's going to keep adding motherfuckers to this lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out, you know, that it's like, yeah, we got to figure out a way to quiet this down and get him a job, make it look like he's not being pushed out. We can't have that again. Bottom line, you know what I mean? That's how it looks. I mean, people want to be like, oh, Tomlin, you know, they big enough Tomlin. I don't really know how impressed I'll be, like, oh, you know, because he didn't, you know, you didn't have a... It took this man to file a lawsuit for you to give him a job.
To get a black staff.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, like, yeah, you did the right thing. All right, okay. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. I mean, he's working. I'm happy he's working. That's good for him. And more than likely, you're either going to be coaching or you're going to get a settlement in a coaching gig somewhere. To shut this down, you know what I'm saying? To make this go away.
Yeah, you know, pretty much.
They want this to go away. They want the shit with Ross to go away. They definitely want that to go away. They want that to go away. They definitely don't want Bill Belichick testifying in court. They definitely don't want that.
I sent the text to the wrong Brian. I mean, but then, how would you send him a text before the interview was over?
Exactly. How you knew he was hired? How did you know he was already hired? He still had an interview like 2 days in another 2 days.
Right.
you already was congratulating him on the job.
Right.
Come on. You don't want to put him on the stand.
You don't want that.
You don't want him to get the post. Oh, you don't want that shit at all.
There's a lot right there. Like, you text the wrong guy. Like, this. How did you? The process wasn't over, but you congratulate the guy. Like, it is.
Exactly.
You know Brian Flores is coming up for the interview, and you're like, well.
He probably didn't even know. I don't know if he knew if he was coming up for an interview. He just texted the wrong person.
But everybody knows that Brian Flores was interviewing for that job. He was interviewing for the Giants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
We all knew that.
Yeah.
He was one of the finalists. So, you text the wrong Brian. Say, yo, congratulations. Because they know they wasn't going to hire Flores.
No, they wasn't.
The Giants ever had a black head coach?
Nope.
Exactly. It's weird, man. We know what time it is, but... I didn't find out until recently, you know, the Maras and the Rooneys, like, they're related. They share bloodline for real, not even Maras. They got the same, like, great grandfathers connected, like, through the daughters.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
That's not surprising. Like, I'm sure a lot of these motherfuckers. And, you know, they money is entwined because they're family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they blood related. So, that's not nothing new.
Man, I like that, though. As crazy as I don't like, systemic racism, obviously. But I do understand family business and the merging of families, you know, like, at that level. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to hire who the fuck you want. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit if the whole league is black. You know what I'm saying? Or if my whole coaching staff is black. Like, you going to get mad at me because I don't hire a white person? I mean, it works both ways. You can't get mad at me because I don't hire a white person. That sounds crazy to me. So the flip side is you getting mad at them. But not hiring a black person.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. They're looking at it like your league is 90 or 80, 85, 90% black.
Huh?
And you don't have no representation. You don't have no owners. You may have like a handful of GMs, if that, presidents that are minorities running operations. And you don't have no head black coaches, but you got coordinators and assistants that all are black. Like, you'll have the white man, and he'll have about 6-7 black coordinators to be able to communicate with these players because he's out of touch with their ass. So it all comes down to. When I was reading the Eric Bieniemy shit was, you know, he doesn't know how to communicate his plan to a billionaire on what he's going to do with his franchise.
Oh, man.
That's the type of language. So when you read between the lines, it's basically like, you know.
He's illiterate.
He's not smart.
He's not business smart. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not smart. He's not smart enough to lead a $1 billion corporation, because that's what the team is.
Uh-huh.
He's not smart enough to do that, basically, because he couldn't articulate that to these owners. He didn't have a plan written out for these owners. You know, he's showing up.
I'm showing up. My team got Super Bowl. I'm the offensive coordinator. Here's my resume. All right, I'm here. Hire me. I know how to coach. Okay.
Yeah.
That should, you know, in reality, that should be enough if you're matching up resumes, because there's people with no experience getting jobs. So come on now. Like, let's, you know, we could call a spade a spade. But, you know, maybe it is him. Part of it is him, but the rest of it is just systemic bullshit. It is what it is.
But
people, I'm going to tell you how they use, see, you spoke on this last week, you know, how we don't own hip-hop and they use it. You know, the powers that be use hip-hop. They use that shit. They drew in all these people because you had a hip-hop on full display.
Yeah.
You had all of these hip-hop and, you know, you had the queen of hip-hop and R&B. And then you had Mary, and then you had, you know, the Death Row and all of that connection, 50 Cent. You know, man, thinking about it, as I think about hip-hop, think about what they had on stage. You had gangster rap, pretty much, you know what I'm saying, which ultimately, from the inside, basically destroyed hip-hop culture. But that's what we bigged up, you know, because they had a lot of hits, don't get me wrong. But with the NFL, they used that shit. They used the hip-hop, the drawing the people. Halftime show had a lot of viewers. And, you know, the game was okay. I mean, but, you know, we knew what it was. I wonder if Cincinnati is still going to be closing the school, if they close their schools the next day. Because they had to they said they was going to shut down schools for the Monday after the Super Bowl. Like, it was a whole big, you know, brouhaha. You know, I'm not a fan of Cincinnati, period. You know, the city. The black people I do know that live there, you know, it said it's a very racially divided city, you know, and always has been, you know. But we can move on from that. I just think that, you know, I had to answer that. I guess, you know, Steelers fan, whatever, but I see through the bullshit too, okay? You know, I see both sides. I get it. He needs a job. He got it. But like you just said, if you getting pro bono lawyers, they're going to get their money from the NFL lawsuit. Who knows? You know, he's getting checks. Maybe he will have a solid background, you know, in a job. You're coming to him later on. You know, you build up your resume some more. You know, you don't make no waves. I mean, it's the Steelers. You know, like, they are the Rooney. The Rooney rule is them. I mean, you know, you should be hiring black people. However, you can't tell an owner who to hire. Yeah. You can't tell a businessman who should run his organization from the view of public opinion.
Mm.
Like, nobody, come on, you can't run your business that way.
Well, if you can't do that, then how are you supposed to get equal representation? Because they're not allowing you to buy teams.
Right.
So are you saying that then you need to go start your own league and so where you can play by your own rules?
Yeah, I mean, that would help. I mean, but then again, you fight.
How realistic is that?
I'm going to tell you why it's not realistic. It's not realistic because of the mentality of the people that are there now, because we all bought in. When I say we, I mean black people have bought into the idea that we need to play with white people to be validated. So being that we crossed that line a long time ago, like, we want to be able to, you know, be recognized by white people as being as good as them, when that shit didn't matter. Like, there was black leagues, but the money that has gotten generated off of the backs of the black talent. And it's always been that way. All right, yeah, there's equality. Come on over here. You ain't got, you know, we Massa got spots for y'all. And then we grow up under that, like, oh, my son is going to NFL. you know, I'm going to put him in the NBA or whatever, and not realizing that it's a setup. Because once you start making money, what do? You get disconnected. You're going to get disconnected from where you came from because money will insulate you like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, your attitude might be like, yeah, I'm from there, I'm from this hood, I'm from that hood. Bro, you can't go back to that hood no more. If you know, money can't buy you respect. If you was respected when you left, and if you was connected when you were gone, you can always come back, especially if you did for your hood. But that's an individual thing. I'm talking about at the bigger picture, the top. We have been brainwashing generations of kids that this is one of the only ways to make it. Look how much money they make. They don't tell you about the sacrifice and the compromise that you got to go through once you're there. Like, yo, we paying you a lot of money to be silent, motherfucker. Like, you shouldn't be complaining about shit. Your family is well taken care of, right? You can't save everybody. You're going to hear that, too. You know? So, this is, we're 60%, 65% black people. Very little black coaches, and even less amount of senior, you know, as far as majority ownership. There is none. You know what I'm saying? We have some spots, you know, a couple of presidents in there and shit like that, but you're definitely not getting an owner. Even if you, I see Byron Allen's name coming up again. He got a group. Please. That's what I say. Like, come on. You know, and I try to stay away from, you know, the whole racial aspect and all of that. Like, all right, Byron, you know, they, you know, your wife is white. They are. I'll be trying. Wait, yo, it's in your face, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all right, Byron, you got it. Get your group together. Make your bid. You know, they ain't mad at them. They make your bid, you know, but that's not a serious inquiry. Just like when Diddy was talking about he wanted to, you know, help buy the Panthers. He could come up with a group and, you know, who else? Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo, they tried to buy the Mets. They had the money. They shut them down.
They had everything. They had they had everything. And then they did a back deal with Cohen.
Exactly. They shut that down. But then they ended up taking their money to the, I think to the Timberwolves. I think they have a high stake in that.
I think he do.
Well, she's not involved.
I don't think she's involved in that.
Nah, I don't. Well, maybe she is. She's part of the group.
I don't know if she's part of the group anymore.
She's not part of the group for the Timberwolves? She was just a part of the group for the Mets.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
That's even more shady. So basically, they were trying to give her the Jay-Z deal, like you could perform at Citi Field, and, you know, you bring out the Bronx crowd to Queens. This is bullshit. Fuck it, man. I mean, we spoke on it. I don't know, man. We are fucked up mentally, and we think that this is the only way that we can make it. And that's the sacrifice that people are going to take. Money is going to be their God. So if money is your God, then that's what's going to end up happening. You know? Or, I mean, we made it. He made it. You know, I can't worry about everybody else. Like, if you're going to make a stand, it's 60% black. And you, like you said, oh, you're going to get your own lead? That's not realistic. No, it's not realistic today, but it could be realistic 15 years from now. We don't think long term. We look at now when we should be looking at later. You got to build it now for later. Look how far ahead they got. You know, before they was letting in black players into the NFL, was the NFL a strong financial league? Was it? Really? When you really think about it? I don't think so. So they're always going to make money off of us. And then, you know, we get complacent. And that's what we do. So yeah, it's bleak.
That's why I told you. Like, I'm over that shit. I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just don't.
To me, if you want that shit to move, it's going to have to come from the inside. The players and the coaches, the black coaches, they got to have, like, stop taking those bullshit interviews. No, I'm not going to help you meet your quota. I'm not going to show up. because I know I'm not in the line to get this job. So, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, start telling them no. And if you're not going to willing to stand up to yourself, then fuck it. Then, like, you know, whatever. You're going to get the treatment you deserve. And that's just the bottom line. Like, you know, you're going to get what you deserve. You allow it. If you keep allowing it to happen, they're going to keep doing it. You know what I mean? If you want to be, if you, you know, like, people don't respect shit until you take away shit.
Uh-huh. Say it again. They don't. That's a fact.
They don't respect shit. People don't respect that shit. So until you show what your power is, you have no power to them as far as they're concerned, because you're not willing to sacrifice anything. Whether it was the Kaepernick shit, you players were scared. Some of y'all wanted to kneel. Some of y'all dead. Some of y'all was this. Some of y'all was all over the fucking place. You know, oh, I got to eat. My family got to eat. All this shit, right? Then when your ass ain't in the league no more, now you want to talk all this shit. Man, nobody want to hear that shit now. Fuck out of here.
But you go into it, they already know. Like, when they select certain people, excuse me, not certain people, the people who ultimately enter the NFL and stay, you know, they have been heavily profiled already. You know, the way that they think, what type of background they came from. You know, are they going to be this rebellious, bucking the system type personality? They don't want them type motherfuckers on their teams. They don't want that. You know, and for as bad as, you know, but look at the guys who were great that, you know, that we know of. You know, they had some troubled past, you know, or background. So they always got to have a hook on you. Like, oh, you're great, but you got a fucked up background. Or you're great, but, you know, you were involved in a murder investigation. Like, shit like that. You're a drug addict or this and that. You know, but then you got the meek ones that are there. You know, nah, you know, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I thank God that I made it to the Super Bowl. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, thank mom. You know, they've never mentioned their fathers. You know what I mean? Like, it just be a lot of shit that just, when you really look at it with the magnifying glass, you say, you know, they got the right type of individuals to not rebel. They're not going to rebel. You know, and they do that in all sports. You see it. You see it in the NBA, too. You got the right group of kids, you know, that, you know, they're getting their money. Mm-hmm. So nobody's mad that they're getting their money, but they also, their moral compass in terms of rebellion and understanding that in order to change things, you got to be on the inside. I get it. So you on the inside, you making $30 million a year, $40 million a year. Are you really going to be on some, yo, we need to really change the culture of all our teams, you know, we need more than one black owner. You know, they're not gonna do that because you already know who you got. And if you keep bucking, I'll make sure that when your career is over, shit, you better have saved up all these little coins because you ain't getting shit post career. I mean, so they have the power to do that too. So it's all a business. It's all a chess match. You know, it's how much you can deal with. And it's a lot of weak-minded individuals that ultimately we end up watching and supporting, but don't put no stock into them. Like, you know, like to buck the system or stand up and do shit like that. Like, you know, you don't want to do that. Like, don't even get emotionally.
Yeah, because if you do, you know the repercussions. You won't be doing what you love. And you're going to get blackballed for it. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, it is.
That's the fear is always the main threat. Like, we're going to take your livelihood away from you. We're going to do this, so we're going to do that. And, you know, so that's what I mean. Like, that's why you can't get emotionally involved in that shit. Because it's like, if you ain't going to stand up for your own self, then fuck, we going to stand up. Why are we going to make all this noise for the motherfuckers?
Right. Why would I take my opportunity, you know, as a voice, you know, as a journalist? Like, no matter how you want to be viewed, you know, podcasting is journalism, you know, and we have sources, you know, we speak the facts and, you know, we understand what's going on. So why would I take my energy and be like, oh, I'm not going to watch any more football games or basketball games? And the motherfuckers that's working there, they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah, so why would they? You know, so why would I take my energy and do that under the cause of that person? You know, if I don't want to watch, that's on me. Yeah. But when I stopped watching the NFL, it wasn't to support Cap. Like, it had nothing to do with that. I just was tired of the bullshit of just seeing what it was. I was like, man, fuck the NFL. I was like, fuck the NBA too. You know, then, you know, and then it came, you know, then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I'd rather use my energy and my time to, you know what? We just need to speak out on shit and just make other people aware. You're not going to influence people to stop doing certain shit. You know, Christmas came and gone. Motherfuckers are still out there spending a mad bread on Christmas. Like you got to take care of your own people. You don't try to enlighten nobody. You know what I mean? Like, don't do it. Like, it's not worth it. Like, enlighten the people that want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that's in your circle. If you hit them with a gem and they go, oh, I never thought about it like that. You know what? You did your job. They can take it from there. You ain't got to hold their hand. If they want you to, that's different. Like, yo, show me more. Okay, you ready? Then you open their eyes to some more. Then you help them. But trying to convince somebody of something that's in their face that they don't want to see hidden in plain sight, it ain't worth it, bro. I tried it, been there, done that, you know, even amongst our own people. Yeah, like, yo, man, like, you can't see that shit? Like, you know what you are? You down with the establishment.
You know, people don't want to see that shit, man.
They don't want to see it.
They don't want to see that shit. They just want to get back to, you know, that matrix shit they live in. And
think, oh, yeah, but that's all. You know, we all in the matrix at some level.
Yeah, we are.
Right. And then you have those that they know other stuff, and as long as it don't affect them,
they don't give a fuck.
Oh, you know, maybe we don't need to. You know, you need to just get along with everybody. Yo, love everybody. I'm a human. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, you know.
Stop it.
I mean, you know, let's all get along. Yeah, all right.
Okay, we could get along for a little while, but okay, when the shit hits the fan and we start dealing with, okay, this keeps happening for a reason. Mm. You saw the cop only got 2 years for killing that boy, right? You know, 2 years. She's going to serve 16 months. That's it.
You home in like 10 months.
Yeah, 10 to 16 and then pay $1,000 fine.
Good behavior.
For
the judge is crying.
Yo, did you see that?
This is the second time we've seen a judge cry for feel sorry for a police officer that's murdered a black man.
That shit boiled my blood. I said, why is she crying? You're supposed to be impartiality.
We saw a black judge in the other case with the young brother who got shot in the hallway. Right? She asking for hugs and shit.
Hugging a killer.
Now we got an Asian judge talking about why she felt sympathy and was sorry for the cop. Because she was like, I guess, you know, trying to say that the cop was so remorseful and shit. I'm like, yo, bro.
I think it's interesting that this is two women judges. And we're talking about two female cops, and they emotions got played into it. I think that's fucked up, actually, what I really sit here and think about it from a cynical level. Like, y'all feel that bad that this woman's going to jail for killing a black man, one in his own apartment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And then the other one, you know, just, you shouldn't have, there's no way he should have been tased. Like, forget that you fucking shot him. You know, he shouldn't have even been tased. Like, and then you saying you don't know the difference? Come on, man. Like, and then you're going to feel sorry as a judge, a person of authority. You're going to feel sorry for this person? Come on. Too much emotion. Like, just deal with the law. Hit it with the hammer and let that shit go. You know, but that's the optics that you see.
Yeah.
So people was going in. They was mad as a motherfucker. Talking about boycotting Asians again. Like, all this shit is now popping up. And then you had other people like, I get my hair and my nails from them. I said, you know what? I'm logging off of this shit right now. Because I was on Twitter. I logged in and I said, I'm not doing it. Not today. When that, because I just happened to be on there that day when the sentence came down. And I was seeing this. I was like, yo, I can't believe the comments that I'm reading right now.
Son, I always tell you that shit. Like,
I can't do it, man. I don't know how you on Twitter, fam, but I'm going to get on there, but I'll be trying. I'm like, you know what? I got to just not really pay attention to my news feed like that. I'm just going to go on there, post some shit, and get off. Like, because if I start arguing with people and getting blocked or investing some emotion, like even if you put some truth out there, motherfuckers will come at you like if it's not true.
All day?
Oh, what type of nigga are you? And oh, you one of them? Like, I'm like, yo, why? Who gives a fuck where you buy your hair and nails from? Like, why you gonna boycott all Asians? There's a bunch of Asian countries, okay, within Asia, the continent. You, because this judge, I don't even know what part of Asia she's from, what country. You're gonna just fuck it. You're gonna lump everybody in there and just boycott all Asians because of one fucking judge. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't make sense. So when the black judge wanted to hug the chick that shot the guy in Georgia, what were you gonna do then? Boycott what? There's a black judge. You just gonna hate on her? I don't know. It's a whole bunch of bullshit, man. I can't get invested in it no more. Like, the stupidity of people, it's sad, man. And I know they come at us too sideways, like too much. it's too much. You got the divisions, all that. You got ADOs, FBA, this and that. So now y'all want to boycott the Asians. Okay, go ahead, man. Do it. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. 3 months from now, what's gonna happen? You know, come on, man. Fucking killing me, man. Law, science, history. Study it, learn it, and your life will be okay. Straight up. The law matters.